bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. The Trump hush money trial continues as star witness and Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, takes to the stand. ABC News legal contributor Kim Welly explains why Cohen is the star witness of this trial.
The key element of his testimony is linking Donald Trump to the direction to pay off Stormy Daniels.
Cohen so far has explained Trump's reasoning to run in 2016, as well as what women would say about him when he would make that announcement. You know that when this comes out, meaning the announcement. Just be prepared, there's going to be a lot of women coming forward, Cohen recalled Trump saying to him while he was on stand. Cohen also explains how he would stop and allow certain stories to be released to the public, such as an alleged year-long affair with former playmate Karen McDougal, and a story of him having a child out of wedlock, shopped by a former Trump doorman. As more information from the courtroom surfaces, the Bronx News Flash will be sure to keep you updated. Churchgoers prevented a teen with a rifle from entering St. Mary Magdalene Church in Abhill, Louisiana on Saturday. The service had been live-streamed as around 60 children were receiving their first Holy Communion. A man walked up to Reverend Nicholas Dupree as the service was underway, informing him of the situation at hand, with audible panic erupting from those in the church stands. Abhill Chief of Police Mike Hardy provided a statement thanking, quote, clergy and parishioners of St. Mary Magdalene Church for their quick response and remaining calm throughout this matter. The church also provided its own statement on social media. While we realize this was a frightening experience for those in attendance, we are incredibly grateful to both parishioners and police officers for acting quickly to ensure the safety of all. Fans of the critically acclaimed show The Sopranos are up in arms looking to whack whoever attacked actor Steve Buscemi over the weekend. The 66-year-old actor had been walking the streets of Midtown Manhattan when an individual wearing a dark blue cap, blue shirt, and trousers punched him in the face unprovoked. Buscemi was taken to Bellevue Hospital, where he was treated for bruising and bleeding around his left eye. In a statement provided by his publicist, it was stated he was okay after the attack and appreciated the well wishes of his fans. However, he is also, quote, incredibly sad for everyone that this has happened to him while also walking the streets of New York. This has sparked a debate with New York City residents. While some claim there have been an escalation of random attacks, official numbers suggest overall crime has fallen. Nonetheless, it still begs the question, who in their right mind would attack Tony Animal Blundetto? That's all for this episode of Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.